to the establishment's lies. Welcome to the war room. Here's Owen Schroyer.
You know, I'm already getting a lot of incoming just from text messages and on X. And people are just trying to make sense of it. And it's like, you know, what is going on here? And, you know, again, I say this not jokingly. It's like, Trump, blink twice if you're in distress. You know, what's going on? Is Trump being held hostage? Is the country being held hostage? Is there a gun to America's head right now? Is it an economic gun? Is it a dirty bomb? Is it something else? Maybe snuck across the border? Something else we don't know about? Is there something going on, Trump? Blink twice if you're in distress. Like, somebody got a missile pointed at us, Trump, and they're telling you, tell people to get over it or we're hitting it? I mean, what is going on? This is friend of the show, guest of the show, Good Logic. And I like this breakdown. And this is what Kash Patel said about the corrupt FBI. He said, let cops be cops. So yeah, okay, if the Democrats doctored legal documents, FBI documents, court documents, then that's a crime. Go investigate. What about Letitia James with her fraudulent? Donald Trump accused Adam Schiff of committing fraud. Where are the investigations? Let cops be cops. Here's a breakdown, a different perspective, clip 8.
The outrage that MAGA has been expressing toward President Trump and his administration for the last week to 10 days over the Epstein debacle is not because they came out and told us that the evidence that they have indicates that Jeffrey Epstein killed himself, nor is it because they said that the evidence they have indicates that there was no client list. Most of us were sufficiently savvy to recognize that deep state puppets like Merrick Garland and Chris Wray were likely to destroy any incriminating evidence relating to third parties before you guys would get in there. So we're not surprised by that. We're not upset with that. What's so upsetting is your refusal to do something that Kash Patel said long before he became head of the FBI, and that was to be cops. Go out there and be cops. So the file that you have has nothing in it? Boo-hoo. Go out there and be cops. Go talk to Alex Acosta, prosecutor who signed that non-prosecution agreement and that sweetheart deal and said that he felt pressure because of Epstein's ties to intelligence communities. Find out what it is that he was told. Go get a court order. Alan Dershowitz has his hand in the air swearing to God that there's an Epstein list, that he's seen it. He knows names on it. He says he can't talk to you because of attorney-client privilege. Well, go get a court order saying his client is dead and directing him to talk to you. It's not that hard. It's not just him. It's his entire legal team there. There's Lefkowitz and other attorneys who all likely know names on the list. Go after Sarah Kellen. Many people may not know who she is, but she was basically Ghislaine Maxwell 2.0. She was running the same role. She's never even been prosecuted yet. Go turn on her. Go prosecute her in the Southern District of New York. Whatever MPA immunity she would have gotten in the Southern District of Florida is not going to apply to her in New York the same way it didn't help shield Ghislaine Maxwell. And then you can use that to pressure her to start telling you lists of names, who was involved, when, where, dates. Go talk to the FBI agents who were conducting investigations back in 2007, the first time they got Epstein. Go talk to the other investigators who put together the file in 2019. Go to the original source. Be cops. Be cops. You can't undo the bumbling message that came out about this story, basically going back to February of this year. That cannot be undone, but that can be forgotten. That gets forgotten if you actually start getting indictments. If you actually say we're actively pursuing this, that we will be undeterred, and that we're going to give you the results of this investigation. That's what we are demanding. That's what we're asking for. Be cops. Just be cops.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. Oh, you still like Brain Force? Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue, my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine at the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Folks, I'm telling you right now, this is only going to get weirder, and I'd like to sit here and think that they can correct course or get this train back on the tracks. I just don't see it anymore, and I think Trump's last statement is kind of him saying, nope. Not going to happen. So things are just going to get weirder. There's things that I know that are going to happen that are going to make things get a lot weirder. And then there's probably things I don't even know that nobody can anticipate they're going to make things even weirder. But you know what I find ironic is Trump is sitting here telling you, you're going to go down with the Epstein hoax. The Epstein hoax is going to be the end of you. And I'm like, man, talk about blind irony. It's like, look at what is happening right now. What does that even mean? We're going to go down with the Epstein hoax? That's going to be our downfall? Falling for a hoax? What are you talking about? You're the one in your administration. You brought Epstein back in. Then he died in jail. It was your guys that had prior relations with Epstein. Epstein isn't the fall of us for demanding answers. This is going to be the fall of you. And so it's just crazy to sit here and witness it. So I just don't see a course correct coming. I think things get even crazier from here. I don't see how Bongino sticks around. Who knows? Maybe he even has a new press secretary before long. No. The Epstein scandal is not the end of the media. It's not going to be the fall of the independent media that wants answers here for the scandal that your administration embraced, promoted, Pam Bondi multiple times. No, it's the exact opposite. This is the sword that you're falling on, not us. So, again, it's not even a personal thing for me. It's just, we came so far. It's like scoring a touchdown in the Super Bowl, and then a flag comes onto the field, and it's like, oh, holding penalty. It's like, ah, didn't get a touchdown, and said we lost 10 yards. That's what this is like. Like getting Trump elected again and seeing all the agenda items and things moving forward and a lot of good people in there now, a lot of more access. It was like, oh, wow, it's like that touchdown. And then you turn around and there's the flag on the field and it's, oh, nope, actually holding, going back 10 yards. It's like, thought we had a touchdown. Actually, we just went back 10 yards. All right, I'm going to give out the phone number now. It looks like the lines are already filled. But I'd like to reset it because these are likely just the people that have it on speed dial and I'd like to get new voices a chance today. So we'll reset the lines here, but lines are open. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Number is on the screen. All right. While the crew gets the numbers up, the callers up, folks, this is the new special item. And this is how it comes. This is the new dagger at the alexjonesstore.com. As you can see, very nice package that it comes in, the silver Alex Jones signature. This is the new dagger, very high quality. Who knows? You know, you can have it as a collectible or you can use it different purposes. Hell, these days in America, you may need it for self-defense. Everything about this is high quality. From the box it comes in to the blade and the case itself, clicks right in, comes with a belt, buckle. You can just put it right on your belt, put it right on your waistline, clicks in. It's not going to fall out. As you can see right here, it's got Alex Jones' signature on it and 1776 as well. Very high-quality dagger, multi-purpose use, or a great collectible to support the Info War. Comes in this beautiful box. You can get yours while supplies last at thealexjonesstore.com. And don't forget, when you shop at thealexjonesstore.com, you get multiple entries into our raffles and giveaways. Right now, that is the Ford F-250 Lariat truck, plus $10,000 cash. You get multiple entries when you shop at thealexjonesstore.com. Have fun, good luck, and please continue to support the Info War. All right. We also have this T-shirt, by the way. We just launched this T-shirt. It's kind of funny. Yeah, you're allowed to have humor, it's like gallows humor, but you can have a good time. Free Ghislaine Maxwell. Free Ghislaine Maxwell. It's a hoax. The whole Epstein thing was a hoax. So free that innocent woman. Let those puppies out. Or let her out. T-shirt, brand new, available at thealexjonesstore.com. All right. By the way, you know, Maxwell's sister was working on a giant, AI digital spy system. Did you know that? I've got this whole video presentation of it, but I'm not even going to spend the time right now. Maybe we'll play it later. Chili ad. Yeah. With Christine Maxwell, the CEO. It's just, you know, they're just always spying on you. Just, you know, just always collecting your data, always spying on you. And you know, always something. Always something. Here's Tim Burchett, though. Let's go back-to-back three and four. Tim Burchett, one of the best. First, talking about what should happen to people that commit crimes against children, and then talking about what should happen at the DOJ. Representative Burchett, clips three and four back-to-back, guys.
Should there be an investigation or a special counsel investigation?
I don't know. I'm not an attorney. I just find them guilty and hang them publicly. I mean, that's not over the top either. I'm ready. I'm over it. It disgusts me. I'm big on clarity and transparency, and you know, that's a good reason people don't trust government, either party.
Final question. If you were in charge of the DOJ, what would you do to restore the faith of the American people? Seems to be a big crisis of trust right now.
I would fire everyone there and make everyone reapply, and then they'd have to verify that they could do a job and what the heck they're doing. Because it's just too deep. You know, like I said, Trump comes in, first term, he fires the head guy, thinking that'll do it. Not understanding that that layer is deep. It goes deep, and the corruption goes deep. And so I think you fire everybody, and then you make everybody reapply. And it allows a lot of patriotic Americans a shot at doing what they want to do, and that's bust bad people.
That's right.
And I think, you know, Cash Patel and my buddy Dan Bongino, I think, they're incredibly patriotic Americans, and they're like me, are very idealistic, but they're very realistic, and I'm sure their frustration runs deep right now.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing.
Yeah, by the way, the Biden crime family, the auto pen scandal, Pam Bondi's given them enough time to run out the clock and get their story straight, and they're having these closed-door hearings. They're just pleading the fifth now. Oh, we're pleading the fifth. We don't know anything about an auto pen. We didn't know anything about Joe Biden's health. We didn't know anything about the president's health. We didn't lie. We know nothing. Plead the fifth. Plead the flip. Plead the fifth. Shit. But don't worry. If you make a cup of coffee with an anti-Semitic name, you're getting busted. Oh, yeah. You go out to a protest at a college with a Palestinian flag, you're getting deported. But, you know, the Biden crime family and all the money laundering and selling the country out and the auto pen scandal and, hell, I don't know, a pedophile running a giant sex island. You want anything with that? See ya. Done with you. But We'll stop you from being anti-Semitic. I promise you that. That's a guarantee. And that's winning. So you got all this going on. It's just, and by the way, Israel's bombing again today, too. Israel's bombing Syria again today, too. So we have peace in the Middle East, according to President Trump. Yeah, Israel's just bombing the Gaza Strip and the West Bank and Syria and Lebanon and Jordan and Iran. So, Israel's bombing six countries. It's called peace, guys. It's called peace in the Middle East. Just probably hundreds of thousands dead. It's great. It's peace. We're winning. And then Netanyahu comes here and makes Trump lick his boots. It's great. It's fantastic. Just keeps winning. And my fear now is that Trump is turning on his base as he goes into retribution mode against us and starts to just do things that we don't like just because that's what he's going to start doing, which is not good. So it's like you already kind of see it. It's like, oh, yeah, we're going to send more weapons to Ukraine now. Oh, great. What's next? Another Iran strike? I know the funding, the aid continues to pour into Israel. Oh, my gosh. All right. Let's start taking phone calls. And we'll start right here in Texas with Mason in Texas. Mason, you're on the air. Go ahead. Okay. Well, let's try this again. Okay.
Wait, can
Mason,
you hear me?
I'm sorry. We just got you. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to talk real quick. I got two really, really just two examples of these people. I just can't believe that your average Americans are still walking around just parroting this. If we bless Israel, we have to bless Israel. I don't care about anything else. I'm going to bless Israel because then we're going to be blessed.
Well, yeah, they're blessed. They're blessed with the AIPAC money flushing their pockets, of course.
I know, and they just don't want to hear it. They don't care what you say. They're dead set. I got into it with my friend a little bit about it yesterday because I care about him, and I'm sitting here talking with him. And trying to explain to him that, and I know you don't like to talk, to start getting into religion about this, and I don't really either. It should be common sense. I'm just like, open the Bible, dude. It's talking about the descendants of Abraham, and then in Galatians, it's talking about, it's through Christ. We worship Christ. We don't worship the Jews. And then I join these spaces. I try to join these spaces just to hear some other people's opinions, because mostly I just listen to InfoWars. And I'm just, it's the same thing. It's like they don't really care about, these people, they're more informed than me on the intricacies of politics. But when you try and just bring up the fact that why are we sending so much money to go fund Israel, and then like you mentioned yesterday, we get 10 to 14 helicopters trying to rescue people in these floods. And I mentioned that. I'm like, why can't we use some of that money that we're spending in foreign aid to help us Americans here? Why does that all have to go to Israel, to Netanyahu and these other foreign countries? And they just don't want to talk. They want to ignore that. They don't want to face that.
There's a psychological thing happening here, Mason, and I thank you for the call. You know, people are in a denial phase. And most of us have probably already been there. I've been there. I've been in a denial phase before. So people are just in the denial phase. And, of course, they're parroting their same talking points or whatever beliefs are in their head. It's like I used to have people all the time try to tell me about September 11th. And, you know, my response was always, oh, they'd report that on the news if it was true. This is when I was younger. So I've been in a phase of denial before. It's a phase. It's a psychological phase when something is that heavy and when you're forced to deal with a reality that changes your reality, you go through denial. So you do have people going through denial, but the trend is only one direction. The trend is only one direction here. And it's like, oh, yeah, stop talking about Epstein. And it comes to number one story. It's like, hey, stop talking about Israel. And it's just people are just going to become the number one political issue. So, but yes, people are in total denial of it. And then it's, but once you see it, once you put the glasses on, there's no going back. Just like with September 11th. It's just like, it's so crazy. It's like, it's right there in front of your face. It's like, here's the Twin Towers literally collapsing in a controlled demolition on their own footprint and then building seven. So it's like, how did I not see that the whole time? Well, I was in denial. I was propagandized. I was brainwashed. So, but then once you see it, it's like, duh. So I think it's the same thing with the Epstein issue, the foreign policy issues with Israel, whatever, Netanyahu. They're just in denial. That's really all it is. Let's go to Rich in New Jersey. Rich, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey. Hello, Owen. Can you hear me?
Yes, we have you.
How the hell are you, man? You know what I like? I listen to you guys every single day, and I like the fact that you're not letting and you're not you're putting the pedal to the metal and you're slamming it down, man, on this. Like, you're not easing up on it because they – listen, the independent media has to be so powerful on this and pushing this Epstein thing to where the government, the deep state, whoever the hell it is just so fed up. They're going to have to – something has to break. And I just want to make one more other quick point. I commend you on that, Owen. I really commend you that you're pissed off for good reasons, and we shouldn't let it go. I mean, we're not letting our not letting it control every aspect of our life, but you have a platform, and you have a lot of viewers there, and you got to make it known. But second quick point, just wanted to commend you on that. And second quick point is that my intuition, and I'm telling you, I'm willing to bet a lot of money that Trump is definitely protecting something, if not blackmail, against him. I honestly, personally believe, and I don't care what anybody says, that I really believe that he was involved in this island deal with Epstein to some degree, either indirectly, either he made money from this consortium and sex operation, or he was involved with, God forbid, the worst things that went on there. I'm sorry, my gut is telling me he was involved directly or indirectly. So I'll leave it at that.
Well, somebody's covering up for something. I mean, that's just, again, to deny that is just ridiculous. And again, you have to look at all the angles. If Trump is being held hostage with something and he's, you know, that's what's so, again, it's so funny. That's why, whether it's a guy getting screwed over on a business deal and you warn him, or you know, your friend who's about to get married to this girl that's cheating on him, it's like, no, you do the right thing. You say your fiance is cheating on you. Your business partner's stealing money from you. So it's like, if Trump is being held hostage or blackmailed or something like that, what do you think he wants? You think he wants some lapdog? Just, oh, yes, Trump, whatever you say, oh, yes. You think that's what he wants, some pathetic lapdog? Or do you think he wants someone putting the pressure on this when he can't? Let's go to, thank you for the call, Rich. Let's go to Sean in California. Sean, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Owen, I wish I could have hours to spend with you on this because, as I told your screener, I'm basically one of those laymen who has really studied this. It's the whole reason I got into studying general jury assemblies and American common law grand juries, which, for those with a memory, even Alex said we need to restore those a couple years back when I was on the phone with him. So do you want wrinkles today in this issue, or you want solutions? Because I can go all over this case with you.
You're on the air, so go ahead.
All right, well, here's a wrinkle. I'm going to give something classical that the conspiratorium world knows about. They once upon a time had a thing called the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, and they said it was a hoax because there was incorrect information in it. But if people pay attention, yes, it seems certain Zionists are following the script in that document. So I could see
Was that the same group of people that turned into AIPAC? It used to be some Zionist coalition, and Kennedy tried to make them register as a foreign agent. They were pressuring, they were lobbying D.C. to let Israel get a nuclear weapon, and Kennedy shut that down. A month later, he was shot and killed, and then Israel got the nuclear secrets, and then they shut down Israel having to register as a foreign lobby, and then they reset it and called it AIPAC. Is that the same group?
No, that document was before even World War II, and it was used to show that supposedly the Jewish people are going to create a new world order, one world government type document. Ben-Gurion, if you want to look at Kennedy and the nuclear issue, look at Ben-Gurion, and you'll be like, holy smokes, there's something there. Sometimes where there's smoke, there's fire. The point about that document being called a quote-unquote hoax is in spycraft, just like when Orwell put out information and then shortly died, you know, a year or two after 1984, you put out some disinfo in your documents so you can then say, hey, I'm putting out, you know, something out there, but, oh, gee, it's conveniently a hoax. And we saw that happen with election info with Mike Lindell, with that, what was his face? Monkey work. He put out a poison pill that discredited all the other good info Mike Lindell had out there. So this happens in these documents. The Democrats probably did put poison pills, so there's a way around this, a solution. How about we audit every evidence locker employee that had access to those documents from the time the file was started until Pat Bondi had the raid? And then we could see who opened those logs and altered those logs at certain times. We'll know those are the people that made the alterations. And because they mishandled those federal documents, their asses, pardon my French, are on the line.
Well, how's exactly. That for you let cops be cops. Where are the investigations?
And that's the thing. How do we compel the investigations? If they're not going to honor their oath of office, get them for contempt of Constitution. It's a little bit below treason, but that's a viable charge. We the people
well,
can bring
Trump
forward.
Well, Trump would have to put pressure on that. We the people can put pressure on it, but it doesn't lead to results necessarily. But yeah, there's a bunch of different ways to handle this. There's a bunch of different ways, even if you believe this at face value, that they've doctored the documents to do investigations and find it out. There's no interest. That's what this comes down to, folks. They don't care. They don't care. And now it's coming directly from Trump. So you can't blame Bondi. You can't blame Patel. It's coming from Trump. So, yeah, of course, if Trump's not putting pressure on the FBI or the DOJ to do anything about it, they're not going to do anything. They're getting pressure to combat anti-Semitism. And look, I mean, I could sit here and say, okay, yeah, the border is shut down. It's absolutely true. Trump administration has brought in a bunch of investments. We're trying to get trade deals squared away. It's like, okay, that's good stuff. But this idea that somehow it's the perfect presidency, like he's saying, he's the greatest president of all time now. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Now but that's what's so frustrating. You could be the greatest president of all time. You could be. But the rate we're going right now, you're trending into Obama territory, where it didn't take long in Obama's second term that his voters started to turn on him when he started bombing all these different countries and not delivering on his promises. It's like, yeah, Obama's approval rating sunk, and then those people voted for Trump. All right, up against the break here. Yeah, and Netanyahu's got his own problems in Israel, by the way, with the Orthodox Party. And so he's now sparring with the ultra-Orthodox Party that is trying to stop Netanyahu from doing this ultimate damage to Israel and the Israelis and Jews worldwide. But Netanyahu doesn't seem to care about that.
K Jr. mixes something into his drink, people pay attention. Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water? Methylene blue. Mel Gibson also praised methylene blue on Joe Rogan recently.
This stuff works, man.
A stimulant stimulates cells themselves to turn the cell up. This turns the energy up. That's why there's no letdown. That's why you can take this and go to sleep, too. But you sleep better on it, in my experience.
No, I really like it. I'm going to have to get on this stuff.
Here, show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
Our methylene blue, medical grade, made in Florida, is incredible. Cleans out your mitochondria, clarity, focus, energy. You've seen the rave reviews of every guest we've had on. It's game changing.
I feel like, wow, there's power in coalescing all your thoughts.
Did you hear our last guest, what she said happened to her?
No, what?
She said brain fog just lifted.
That's what it feels like.
I feel lighter. It's
It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
This stuff kicked in and it like instantly I just felt like this weird meditative energy. I don't know how to explain it. I don't feel jittery. I just felt like instantly like I went from 5 hours of sleep like I got last night to like 10 hours. I don't know how to explain it. This stuff's new to me, but I like it. Methylene Blue works for me.
I just kind of feel like I'm sitting up straight more. I'm thinking more. The thoughts are coming in easier. I'm making decisions faster. And it really does. And it gives you clean energy.
When I'm talking, it seems like it's not really me talking. I can hear my talking and going, wow.
I agree. It's almost like an out-of-body experience. It's like you're behind yourself.
That is what it feels like. But my brain's going really fast.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
Yeah!
I feel more energetic. I feel more alive.
I found that within 30 minutes of taking it, I have improved focus, improved short-term memory, improved energy. But if I take it late in the day, it doesn't interfere with my ability to sleep, which is very rare for something like this. I get a tingly feeling in my fingertips. It's almost like it's improving my circulation.
I feel tingling fingers.
Methylene Blue radically increases glucose uptake in the brain.
Okay.
So it makes you better and more efficient at using your sugar. We all know the brain uses like 25% of the calories in the body or something crazy.
They've done studies that chess masters burn like 5,000 calories in a day in a tournament because they're so focused on directing energy to their mind as they're thinking so critically that it's like almost like an Olympic athlete.
Well, think about this stuff. It operates in a very similar way. That's the real thing Methylene Blue does. I really believe in this product. A lot of people have bought our Methylene Blue. Our Methylene Blue is incredible. I take it personally. But yeah, I mean, like, this is a solid product. Take this in the morning. A couple hours later, you'll experience the cognitive benefits of it.
I mean, it's so good, it's scary, it's just amazing. So yes, it really does work. It varies person to person, but it's amazing.
About 15 minutes ago, I took 10 drops of the Ultimate Methylene Blue. I must say that it does a damn good job.
99% of people that take it have between moderate to just insanely good effects. So good for your whole body.
Definitely noticed my focus, cognition increased, good energy right now. I'm a practicing dentist, so I have more patients to treat coming up, so I'm always looking for that afternoon boost without the slump.
With this, it's like in your head where you're like, you can feel it. Your body's a little tingly, but you're just more aware of what's going on.
I would definitely recommend the Alex Jones Methylene Blue here. It's great stuff, so thank you, Alex. Keep it coming.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
To continue to take calls here, you know, I do have other news, but, you know, part of the purpose here is also to stay in tune with the audience and then project that like a bat signal. And it's extremely valuable right now. And, you know, like I've said, just so people have the understanding here, I'll do like 5% maybe media critique here on air just to kind of tell you what's going on in the media landscape. I mean, I could do a whole show on it. I mean, I probably have a problem. I'm addicted to consuming political media. It's probably a problem. But I'm just telling you, you can go anywhere. Conservative talk radio, C-SPAN, social media, anywhere where it's a two-way street. Hell, even Trump's posts. Go anywhere. When I'm out in public talking to people, anywhere you go, and this is brought up, and it's a two-way street, and it's a conversation, callers into talk radio, social media replies, everybody is saying the same thing. This is not, it's not an isolated issue. This isn't just an Owen Schroyer or an Alex Jones or all these other people. No, no, no. This is a major base issue. And Trump just came out an hour ago and says, we're going to crush it in the midterms. I'm just a realist. I see what people are saying about where the administration is going. I see what people are saying about the Epstein cover-up. It's not good. I see the most accurate pollsters in America showing Trump's approval rating going down. Now, I'm not somebody that's spiteful politically. Like, I'm not going to go start voting for Democrats or promoting Democrats. But, you know, there's other people out there. There's other ideologies out there. And they count whether you like it or not. And there will be people that vote for Democrats out of spite. And there will be people on the right that decide we're just not going to vote in the midterms. That is the reality. Whether you like it or not. So the real world evidence is this has been a disaster. Trump is hemorrhaging support. I mean, this is like a boxer taking a fall, man. We're going to crush it in the midterms. You know what? You might be able to get away with all of this if you do the redistricting and you erase all the Democrat gerrymandering and you correct the census numbers with only U.S. citizens. If you can do all that and get it done before the midterms, you might be able to save the House. You might. You might. But without that, zero chance. It's like, imagine you're Trump, you're trying to clear your name of all of this. It's just the exact opposite, man. It's just the exact opposite, which is why it's just so crazy. Let's go to Matthew in New Mexico. Matthew, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Be here. Just getting quick to the point here. A little disappointed in law enforcement in general. As an ex-deputy sheriff, got a couple years in there, so I got to see both sides of the story here. You know, the left has no shortage of whistleblowers and Colonel Vindemans and Millies. Where are the good guy whistleblowers? How many officers from the original jurisdiction up to the federal level has seen or handled any of the Epstein cases and victims' charges and accusations? And we're going on, what, how many, 20 years? And none of these officers, no one kept the file, no one took pictures, no one had logbooks, and no one's coming forward. How many victims' advocates are, you know, the women's abuse shelters that have, you know, all these good guys.
Well, look at it like this. Just pause that. I'll let you finish here. But look at it like this. The top Epstein victims that went public are dead. So, you know, that'll scare people into submission. And you mentioned these whistleblowers on the left. Many of them committed crimes, but not many of them actually faced justice. So that's the difference. You know, that's why I had the guest on yesterday who got booted out of the Pentagon for asking real questions about what was going on in the Trump administration. They just kicked her out. So it's like, not only will the left try to criminally punish you if you're a whistleblower on the right, they'll come after you with the full force of the law. Even the right will come after you. So yeah, I mean, they do a great job. If you're look at what they did to Snowden. Look at what they did to Assange. Look at what they did to the Epstein victims that spoke out. So, I mean, the message is loud and clear. If you're on the left and you come out as a whistleblower, you might get away with it. You might be okay. Some of them end up in jail, but you know what? Some of them end up getting off, no problem. But if you're on the right, oh, you're done. You're done. At the best case scenario, you lose your job. Worst case scenario, you're facing life in prison. So that's not me making excuses. That's just what happens.
You know, the people got to come together. You know, there's millions more of us than there are the elite. And, you know, if we can come together, and it's not, we can't put all our eggs in one basket with Trump. He's falling apart right now. Maybe he gets it back on track. But if we all really, truly want justice, This is going to turn into eat the rich and the pitchforks and torches, you know, in the future. People are not going to stand for this much longer. And it's on the left and the right. You know, people, the pedophile rings and all those injustices, I really fear that Trump's mishandling of this is going to ignite something that I don't think we can handle. They're talking about whatever they might be hiding might collapse the economy, and these big social elites and businessmen might be covered up. And, well, if we're going to die in a nuclear war with China or Russia or Ukraine, we're going to collapse anyway. I'd rather have someone to be mad at. I'd rather be mad at my local pedophile than Vladimir Putin, you know. There's got to be a breaking point, and I'm fearing that day is coming.
Yeah, and I think we kind of addressed that earlier. And again, I don't run through talking points with Alex. And there's a lot of times where we have different perspectives and opinions. And then there's times where it's like we're seeing the exact same thing. And so as I'm just going through my processing, Matthew, thank you for the call. And then Alex basically said very similar thought processing here. It's like, now people looking for the fall guy or somebody to blame, it's going to be Israel. And then that'll eventually just become blame all the Jews. And so that's not where we want this to go. You've got Glenn Beck saying, oh, look, America might become the 110th country to kick Jews out. I'm not saying I agree that that's going to happen, but it's just like that's where it's going. Somebody, the outrage of the people is going to get aimed at somebody. And so you could talk about the rise of Hitler and you could use that historical context. People are sick of it. But it's like you said, it's like, well, who do you want to be blamed for how corrupt our government is? Do you want the foreign country that's been running our foreign policy and has all this access and influence over Trump? Or would you like it to be the deep state pedophile Satanists? I don't know. Maybe this is, I don't know. It's hard to decide whether Trump is even getting it or if he's just on his own now and he's just like, I'm just doing my own thing. He's become a different type of renegade. But the one political issue that has shifted more than anything, except for maybe support for Trump, is support for Israel. I mean, these are the two things. You want to talk about, like, total shift in political culture. It's support of Israel, which is lower than ever in America and only going down, which then results in people just blaming all Jews. Which is like, I don't blame Catholics for Joe Biden. But that's what happens. Where it's like, I've got this new mayoral candidate in Minnesota who says whites are terrorists, whites are to blame for everything. It's like, I don't even care what some low IQ inbred freak from Somalia says about me. I've got Anna Navarro on CNN saying white people are the worst and everything. It's like, I don't care what these low IQ scum do. But it's like, that's where it goes. It's like, oh, let's try to blame whites for everything, or let's try to blame Jews for everything, or let's blame this group for everything. And so, you know, what do you think? It's like, people don't get it, man. What do you think is going to happen? And this is why, really, if Trump doesn't save the economy, folks, it's going to get bad. I mean, it's just going to, the whole thing is going to get bad. What do you think is going to happen with the younger generation? They can't afford a house. They can't afford a car. They can't afford a college education without going into massive amounts of debt. Many of them perceive it as they're going to live life, their entire life in debt. What do you think is going to happen when they lose all hope? Of course they're going to vote for a radical communist in New York City. They feel they don't have any other option. It's like, what do you think is going to happen? People are going to be pissed. They feel their future has been stolen. They feel their country has been stolen. And who's looking out for them? So yeah, some commie comes around and says, I'm going to give you free stuff. They're gone, folks. They're out. They're disenfranchised. They're disinvested. So yeah, it might not make sense to you. You'd never vote for a communist. I'd never vote for a communist. You're not the only person that exists. You're not the only mindset that exists. You have entire generations of Americans that are totally disenfranchised, totally disinvested in America. And then to make it worse, every time they turn around and look at the news, what do they see? More foreign aid. They can't afford a home. They can't afford a car. They can't afford an education. They're afraid to even have a family because they can't afford it. But foreign aid all day long, any country that wants it. Like, what do you think happens? Somebody gets the blame. Somebody becomes the fall guy. So, yeah, they can try to blame whites. They can try to blame anybody. So if Trump doesn't fix the economy, things get bad fast. And that'll ultimately be the decision-making process probably, whether or not Republicans can win future elections or not. If he can get the economy going again and get money back in people's pockets, then, okay, Republicans have a chance in the next, let's say, two election cycles. If not, no. No, you'll have people vote outright communist. You will. You'll even have right-wing. You'll have right-wing youth voting for a communist. Absolutely you will. Because they're disenfranchised and they're disinvested. And they'll say, well, do you care about America? Do you care about the Bill of Rights? Do you care about the Constitution? Do you care about free market capitalism? And they're going to say no. They're going to say no. Because all they've seen is failed leadership. All they've seen is corrupt politicians, corrupt media, and their future be stolen from them and given to foreign countries and foreigners. So we're trying to stop that. And then, oh yeah, you get a big war or you collapse it, then you get your one world government. And they might have some vestigial power structure or some centralized power structure. Oh, no. It'll go full AI grid. It'll go full surveillance grid. And you'll be in the prison planet slave system. And they'll bring back all the other things. They'll bring back climate change agendas and all this other crap because you won't be able to stop it at that point. And it's just like, man, we'd like to not do that. We'd like to not do that. We'd like to actually drain the swamp. We'd like to actually arrest the deep state criminals. We'd actually like to stop these satanic pedophile networks and satanic human sacrifice called abortion and, you know, all the bombs that keep dropping all over the world. It's like, we'd like to stop that. And then, oh, well, actually, we're not so sure we can do that. Yeah. Back to the phone lines. Let's go to Landon in Colorado. Landon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, and sure. This is Landon in Colorado. How you doing, my brother?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. So I've been a listener since 2010. I got 30 shirts, all kinds of supplements, flags, and stickers on all my vehicles. And heed the warning about the methylene blue, though. If you're taking anything, watch out. So listen to these guys.
Well, we thank you for your support. We're glad to still be here on air thanks to people like you supporting us.
You bet, brother. So, by the way, also I told the screener, listening to you on the phone right now, you sound like a young Alex Jones when he was back on Access Radio. It's incredible. I told the screener, I said, you sound like the St. Louis gone from you, and now you're in Austin. So it's cool.
Maybe. Yeah. I've been here 10 years now, so that there may be something to that. Some people are theorizing it's the hair, so I don't know. It could be maybe multiple factors here.
Well, when you see me, I've got hair like you. I'm 51, Alex's age, and you can look me up, but I haven't started a page yet, at Landon at 1374 on X.
So all right, well, we're having a little fun here. Let's get to the topic you called in on.
So my question is, I think that Trump might be trying to follow certain processes. I don't think that he's doing the QBS like you're talking about and everybody else is saying. I don't think that. But he's following the law. Similar to when journalists have, you know, off-the-record stuff. Because Alex, you, Chase, Harrison, you guys all have the information similar, not similar to Trump, but something more than we do, but you guys can't say it either. So how can we ask Trump to do what we're not willing to do? If you have information about somebody committing a crime, then why, how can we ask him to do something different that we're not doing?
I'm struggling to understand what exactly it is you're saying. I'm sorry.
So when you say that there's going to be more information coming out, I've got these things.
Okay, well, no.
Yes.
Let me explain. I don't steal people's stories, okay? I don't steal people's stories. I don't steal people's scoops. I mean, look, I'm not acting like I'm the most well-connected guy, okay? I've got some sources, and I've got other people that have better sources than me. Luckily for me, I'm very well respected and trusted in the media circle, so I'm never going to burn any of that. So I'm not going to steal anybody's stories. I'm just more saying it's like things are going to shift real quickly. And if you listen to this show, I said about a month ago after the Iran strikes, I saw it happening. I said, normally the media landscape changes every 2 years, 4 years based on the election cycles. We're in hyperspeed now, and everything is going to look different. And so you're already seeing that. And so what I'm saying is these stories that normally Trump supporters, independent media would probably not want to make a big fuss of for whatever reason, now they're going to start being a big story. Now they're going to start being a big fuss. So that's really more of the point that I'm making. The one story that I'm teasing that is going to end up coming out, they're trying to block it right now. It's all going to come out no matter what. How deep it goes, we'll see. But I'm not going to scoop somebody else's story. I'm just saying the whole landscape is going to change, and it's not like we would protect the Trump administration. It's more just like I can decide to spend my time on this or spend my time on this, and people can decide, okay, I'm going to do the investigation over here. I'm going to do the investigation over here. And now if Trump wants to divorce his base, it's going to go a totally different direction. So that's all I'm saying. It's things are about to go a totally different direction. It's kind of like how nobody wanted to say anything about Susie Wiles a month ago. Now everybody's talking about Susie Wiles. So does that make sense? Does that answer your question?
It does, but I don't know why people are just holding on to it. Do they want to be a CNN or a big break Fox breaking news?
Well, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. A pretty big news network has a exclusive story right now. A couple other independent journalists have the story. There have been some low-level leaks that have gotten a little attention. But when you have a story like this, I mean, people will literally pay you not to publish it. Okay? Again, it's not my story. But I guarantee you, the network that has this is under immense pressure not to report it. Immense pressure. They're not going to stop it. They might stop one network from reporting it, but they can't stop everybody from reporting it. So this is just how media works, and you want to make sure you get all your ducks in a row before you publish a big thing like this. So I think that's what's going on more than anything. And I mean, really, like I'm kind of building this up like it's a big deal. For the most part, it's inconsequential, but it will make some people look very bad, and it might even get into the Trump administration. So that's what I'm saying. But it's like generally, it's like it's kind of inconsequential. Whatever this happens, to now, people will say, you know what? No, we're gonna put this at the front. We're just gonna go ahead and do it. All right, Landon. Thanks for the call. I'm not meaning to like be cryptic or like mysterious here. I'm trying to make a point that this is the media landscape shift. And people in DC and people in the independent media will now be looking at these stories and making a big deal of them when normally they might be more inclined to say, this will do more harm than good. I'm not going to touch it. Even it'll all come out anyway. But it's like, do we make a big deal of it or not? That's why Trump is saying, stop talking about Epstein. He doesn't want us to make a big deal of this, unless it's some big reverse psychology thing. So it's like the same thing. So, we don't want you to talk about Epstein. You're stupid. You're weak. You're falling for a hoax. Well, we're not going to play that game. So now we're talking about Epstein more. So this is just the media landscape shifting at hyperspeed, and it's not just going to be the Epstein story. There's going to be other stories. There's going to be other developments, and it's going to have the opposite effect of what they're trying to have. Let's go to Dallas in Canada. Well, all right, we'll take a Canadian today. Dallas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that the Epstein thing has probably enough traction to start World War III, and I feel like that's pretty an important thing that he's probably looking at, because there's so many people are implicated outside of the state that it's like if you start in like trying to stop people and arrest people.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, is there a gun to America's head? Is that what's going on here? So Trump has to say stop it because there's a gun to our head?
Well, and I don't think that they should. Like, I think that's a fight. If there is something worth going to World War III over, I think that your children is one of those reasons.
So, again, and you know, Trump has to make his own decisions here. And I don't know how you communicate that to the American people. Now, if it's me, I'm just saying this is what's happening. They're threatening my family. They're threatening to blow up a building in America. So I've got to stop it.
I think that the implications of World War III could be something that he's looking at and doesn't want to tread that water quite yet. So,
well, the messaging here, the communications here, the PR here, it couldn't have been worse. I don't know how it could have been worse. Unless you were trying to do reverse psychology, I don't know how it could have been worse. Thank you for the call, Dallas. All right. We're closing out the second hour now. We're going to continue to take calls. And I was even talking to Alex about this in a break, and he was saying something similar. I'd rather just come on here and cover all the news, but this story is too big. And we're just examining what we're doing now. We're just examining, okay, what is the future of American politics? Because we thought we were getting one thing with this administration. It looks like it's going a complete different direction. So we're just reevaluating. But it's like, this is the bat signal. You're not going to stop. You're not going to shut people up on this. Whatever the implications are, it's not going to happen. And to pretend like people don't care about it is just... It's a complete misrepresentation of reality, and it's just a lie on its face.
Just got in my Methylene Blue, Ultra Methylene Blue, USP grade, from thealexjonesstore.com. And I've heard all the rants and raves about this. I'm really interested to see how I'm going to feel. I'm going to do a third dropper and then some water right now. And I am going to see, that's plenty. Maybe that's a little bit more. I'm gonna mix this up. And pretty excited to see how this is gonna work. So after I fully drink this, I will let everybody know the effects of, hopefully, of what is the unlimited power. What's going on, Xers? Jay Rocket here. Just giving y'all an update. It's been an hour past doing the one dropper of the Ultra Methylene Blue USP grade at the AlexJonesStore.com. Currently at the gym right now, and it's hard to explain what I feel other than I do feel the mental clarity. I don't have any cloudy thoughts. My focus seems relaxed, but very on point. And the energy kind of feels clean, no jittery, things like that. I haven't really felt any tingling or anything. Maybe if I'll even probably take an extra dropper next time. This is on an empty stomach as well. So definitely feel just cool, calm, and collected, but very focused, very centralized. It's a very calm zen feeling. So if you haven't gotten to try this stuff yet, y'all need to go to the thealexjonesstore.com and get your methylene blue today.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.